You know, I think I expressed it, in my opinion, fairly clearly at the end of the last game. For me, you know, they made a couple more, whether it plays, whether it be a defensive play at a timely time or an offensive play at a timely time. And, you know, we might believe that we deserve the better outcome, that we had maybe a little bit more as far as taking control of the games in this series, but at timely times they made the plays, and they made a few, whether it be a defensive play or an offensive play, and that's why they won this series. It's a series that, to a man, I mean, Gortz and I have just talked to all of our players. To a man, we all believe we should be still playing. We're not. It's very, very disappointing. It is going to take some time to get over. But I think it's also important to note and to stress, like, there were a lot of positives this year. Like, we came in, we retooled a little bit on the fly. For the most part this year, we were one of the top five teams in the league. We were in top five in scoring. There were a lot of good things for a team that was retooling and that wasn't given a lot of chance as far as getting into the playoffs. So this disappointment will go into our bank of experience, and maybe we'll use it better next time.
Part of those positives is using some youth, and Jimmy and Brady and Pablo. Are those near the top of your list of positives that some of those guys?
There's no doubt. I mean, that's there. The evolution for me of whether it be, you know, Kreider, Hazy, JT Miller, there were a lot of things that can be pointed out that we are making strides in the right direction. It does not at all eliminate the fact that, you know, the disappointment of this loss. But, you know, when we are going to sit down in about 10 days and evaluate our season and what we do moving forward, there are some positives to take out of this year.
You have a number of trusted veterans on the team, of players who are becoming veterans. But for a team that's built to win now, when it doesn't win for a number of years, you need to change the build of the team, of the core.
And that's a good question. It's a valid question. It's something that I don't think I have an answer for you today, but I do think it's something that we're going to look at. We're going to get together in about 10 days for a week, and we're going to go through everything from, you know, what we have here to what we have in Hartford to what we have coming up to our individual roles. I'm going to look at my staff, et cetera, and evaluate, you know, the whole hockey personnel that I'm in charge of, and see if there's some areas that, you know, we can do better. And But your initial question is a very valid one. I just don't have an answer for you today.
When the players, in addition to the individual messages you want to send, is there a collective message that you want everybody to take into the summer and then into next season? And if so,
this was today with Jeff. We did it more. It was more of a, you know, quick evaluation of the season and plans for the summer, where we want them going. What we want them focusing on. We'll get to that other part a little later on in the summer.
Are any players going to need any work, surgery, or anything like that?
There is one that will need some, but we're still waiting. Yeah, we're still waiting on the exact how the process is going to go. Yes, just one. So we should be able to tell you that tomorrow.
Those three players that you mentioned earlier, Kreider, Miller, and
yes.
Are you surprised you can get more consistency out of them in the playoffs?
You know, the Chris Kreider we saw in third period of game six, boy, I would have liked to see him, you know, on a more regular basis. That's part of the growth, part of evolution as coaches included.
Is that an effort thing, and is that acceptable?
It's not an effort thing. I know to a man that our guys were full of the right intentions. It probably has to do more with handling the moment. You know, there's a lot at stake. Guys put a lot of pressure on themselves. You got to learn to handle the moments and go out and execute and play.
When you look at the job that you did as a coach this season, this postseason, is there anything you would have done differently? Anything you would like to do better?
You know, that's a good question like his, but it is something that I can't give you, you know, 2 days after. I'm definitely going to sit down with my group and evaluate our work and our. I'll have an answer for you in a couple of weeks. But at this time right now, I'm still, I would probably say still shocked that we're not playing hockey right now. And it's going to take me a little bit of time here to get over this one.
Coach, as many times you've been through the playoffs, do you learn yourself as well each year? Something
you learn it every time, man. You know, you pick up things on that can help individual players because you've seen it before, and you can help them seize that opportunity, seize that moment better, and you know, it makes you handle the next time, the next situation quicker and better.
This might fall under the couple of weeks, but two veterans on D, Girardi and Stahl, who you rely on and that's given you so much. Do you think that they can still be 20-plus minute defensemen, 18-plus minute?
I think that's a good question. I would say to you, like, we added Brady this summer. We've got Mac that plays over 20 minutes. We're definitely looking at bringing in another young defenseman next year. I would say if you would ask them, they would say yes. I would say that's going to sort itself out next year at training camp. Like, there's some guys right now that are taking strides that deserve more minutes, and they're probably going to get more minutes. And so that means some other guys are going to get less.
How close do you think Brady is to getting that all-situation role and, you know, huge minutes on the back end?
Well, I think he had a big role on our team this year. You know, if you notice the games where we played and, you know, we were behind or tied, he was getting a lot of minutes because we considered him one of our offensive defensemen. I think he's went through a real good first year of learning the game and understanding, and next year he should be better and more effective and ready for a bigger role and bigger minutes.
There's a manager that spoke about how he doesn't want to play with fear of making a mistake. He needs to play with that creativity and aggressiveness. Mm-hmm. How do you as a coach balance that, letting a player play as well as he can offensively but still playing within the structure?
Well, I think that's part of a player figuring things out, you know, and understanding the game and when he can be, when the situation demands that he be more assertive and when the situation demands that he be maybe a little bit smarter. And some players understand that quickly. Some other players take a little bit more time. In Mika's case, like, he's at that crossroad right now. Like, he needs to figure it out. He's got the tools and the capabilities to be a high-end centerman in this league. He needs to put it together.
And then with Kreider, what's the coach's role in making sure you get that consistent effort? Is that motivation?
Well, Chris Kreider is one of the hardest working human beings that I've ever been associated with. And you see him, but just by the physique and the body, like, he works so hard. He's also working on his, you know, mental aspect of making sure that he's engaged the right way, he's preparing himself the right way. And I think Kreider has taken steps every year. And this year is another step, another experience for him, and I think it's going to make him better.
Zuccarello was called up to the World Championship. Is that something the Rangers expressed to the national team? They like to see him get some rest after the marathon season he's had back before?
Yeah, I know he's had a long year. He didn't talk to me about, I had a long talk with him, but he didn't bring that part up to me, so that's the first I've heard of it. I can't answer if he's going or not, and I can't tell you that I recommended him to go or not because he didn't bring it up to me.
The one kind of curveball for this summer is going to be the Las Vegas expansion.
Yes.
So how does that affect your thinking at all? You're going to lose one player.
Yeah.
Probably a regular. Is that fair to say?
Well, to tell you, yeah, no, and it's a good question. It's something, though, that I haven't, I know management has looked at. I haven't sat down yet with Gortz to go through the process and the options. It's something that we're going to do a little bit this afternoon. We talked about exactly that the coaches and him and Drew are going to get together and talk about that. And it's something that we're going to take a look at here in 10 days when the whole staff gets together with our scouts and we go through the season and analyze the areas that we can get better.
But that's one certainty as opposed to other seasons.
Yes.
You're going to have to, you know,
yeah.
You're going to have
there,
to fill
there's
the
a
position.
Lot. There's a lot of things that can happen before that also. So we'll take them one at a time and then see what's best for our group.
Is there a sense of just the desire to try and get a championship while Henrik still has these good years left?
You know, every year since I've been here, we're going in with trying to get into the playoffs. Once you're in the playoffs, you've got as good a chance as any team that's out there. So, I mean, Hank this year had, a season where it had some ups and downs. Played like the Hank that we all know against the Montreal series. He's, in my estimation, still one of the best goaltenders in the league. And we're going to go into the next season with the same goals as got to get in first. And once you get in, then you compete for the cup. And that's what we're going to try and do. Good?
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.